Hello everyone, Michael Kerr here from the world headquarters of Humor at Work in beautiful, spectacular Canmore, Alberta. You are listening to Humor at Work. So Alberta-based Rogers Insurance has an official Director of Humor position. I love it. To help ensure that they have a regular dose of humor in their office. Now, this is a position, it's a 4-month term position, but employees have to apply for it by submitting a humor plan of attack. Now, this is opposed to a humorous plan of attack, which is a whole different thing, which actually sort of reminds me of a Monty Python skit involving, I don't know, soldiers in clown shoes invading Luxembourg with loaded cream pies or something. So that would be a humorous plan of attack. This is actually a humor plan of attack. What is that person going to do in their 4-month term? And the duties are carried out on top of the person's regular work, so it can't impede their regular work. They have to fit this in, but the position does come with a small budget to help them implement some ideas and a financial bonus for the employee at the end of the term, so there's an incentive there. The Director of Humor is expected to hold a minimum number of events and internet contests, so they commit to making sure at least a few good things happen, and they have to submit a report of everything they've accomplished at the end of their term. A Director of Humor is just one of the many reasons that Rogers Insurance continues to receive accolades for its amazing workplace culture. What an awesome idea for your workplace. Create a Director of Humor position. And hey, even if you can't create one in your workplace for some reason, and for the life of me, I can't think of a single valid reason, then keep in mind that you are your very own Director of Humor, with the power to direct all those voices in your head, I know I have about 9 of them, to find the funny on the set of your life, day in and day out. Okay, yeah, that's a little corny, but you know what? It's true. You can be a humor director, any of us. All right, and now, it's time for my Fun at Work tip. Ask many people what a scientist looks like, and more often than not, an image of Albert Einstein or Doc from Back to the Future will probably pop into their heads, right? That goofy, white-haired, eccentric, crazy guy. Well, there's a very cool Tumblr site that helps shatter these stereotypes called This is What a Scientist Looks Like. Google this. Scientists from around the world submit photos of themselves with a little bit of a fun bio about who they are and what they actually do. The photos and write-ups often reveal a very healthy sense of humor. Who knew scientists had such a good sense of humor? So why not steal this idea for your particular profession? You could do something similar just on a wall in your workplace or go the virtual online route. You can do it just for your own organization, or you could include everyone on the planet as a fun way to connect with people, debunk stereotypes, and celebrate diversity. And the quote of the week from that very smart fellow Aristotle, there is a foolish corner in the brain of the wisest man. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World feature, Stella! Marlon Brando, of course, in his role as Stanley in A Streetcar Named Desire, made yelling out the name Stella a popular pastime for many people around the world. And by many people, I mean me. And by around the world, I mean my house. But now, you know what? I no longer feel alone. The New Orleans Literary Festival ends their annual event with a contest wherein men line up below a balcony on Jackson Square and belt out their best Stella! Women get in on the fun even when they reverse the roles and yell out a hearty Stanley from below the balcony. Proof once again, folks, that anything can be turned into a fun, wacky contest. If you're looking for great ideas, inspiration, insight on putting more humor to work in your place, be sure to drop by the old website, www.humoratwork.com. We've got a great blog there, all sorts of articles and resources as well. Cruise by humoratwork.tv for our video site. And if you haven't signed up for the weekly print version of this podcast, then you're missing out on all sorts of great links and other great tidbits in our printed edition. So sign up for the Humor at Work Inspiring Workplaces e-zine. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.